I'm going to introduce you later this hour. Speaking of worrying about people's lives and their well-being, rugby league followers will know David Gower, who plays for the Parramatta Eels. He has become an ambassador for the Harrison Rydell Foundation. Now, Harrison committed suicide at the age of 13. He was a student at Joey's. And there were no warning signs that Harrison was unhappy, which is a frightening thing. And particularly for kids, we all know that it's hard to talk about your feelings, especially if it's linked to depression. So Harrison's parents started the Harrison Rydell Foundation, and they developed an app. It's called Your Crew. It's a fantastic idea. It's a way of kids establishing their own personal crew, in inverted commas. And these kids take out an oath to care for each other. And it's a way of keeping in touch and communicating and tracking how other people are feeling. I'm going to talk about that in just a little while. I'm going to replay you a conversation I had with one of the many ambassadors, a footballer. You hear about footballers doing stupid things. This is one hell of a terrific bloke, David Gower. I recorded a conversation with him last night, and he explains exactly what this is all about. Have a close listen. David Gower from the Eels, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm going very well. I want to talk to you about this Harrison Rydell Foundation and how you got involved. But before we get into the nuts and bolts of all of that, are you concerned as a mentor for young kids, as a professional footballer, how this whole lockdown and the coronavirus thing is isolating people and playing with people's heads?
Absolutely. I think society-wide, I think we're all concerned. And, you know, there's been a lot of national headlines in recent times, particularly about young people's mental health and well-being during what is unprecedented times for generations of Australians. And I'm absolutely concerned. You know, we're doing a lot in the mental health space. You know, rugby league are, and, you know, schools are doing some fantastic things. But, you know, I think there's more to be done, and we've still got a ways to go to ensure the young people are armed with the best capabilities to come through tough times like this.
Exactly, exactly. And it must frustrate you as a mentor and as someone that kids look up to when you see other footballers and other people in society breaking rules and just, you know, making life hell for other people.
Yeah, I think sometimes people can't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
I think, you know, a lot of the time some people in society, unfortunately, probably the more selfish ones, have blinkers on, and they're only concerned about what concerns them directly, and, you know, a little bit ignorant to the wider consequences of their actions. But, you know, that's out of my control. All I can control is the people within my network and my social circle and the people I come in contact with on a consistent basis, that, you know, let's all do the right thing, because if enough people are out there doing the right thing, I think, you know, we'll get on top of this, and it's shown that we are.
Well done. I want you to tell me about the Harrison Rydell Foundation and how you came to be part of this.
Yeah, so a colleague of mine through the Eels met up with Amanda Rydell, Harrison's mother.
Mum, and yeah.
Obviously, it's a very telling story, you know, what the Rydell family went through. And, you know, to Amanda's credit and the Rydell family's credit, they've taken what was a really tragic moment in time for their family, and they're trying to really make good, you know, in the world, particularly for young people. And it's really an incredible thing to do as a family that they've been able to do to take what it was an incredible amount of pain for them to really try to promote, you know, the importance of health and safety for young people. You know, it's a real credit to Amanda and her family. I think they're doing an incredible job.
Yeah, as I said earlier, Amanda's son committed suicide. He was only 13. He was a student at Joey's, and there were no signs, no warning signs. It must be heartbreaking for a parent to think, what could I have done? What did I miss?
Absolutely. I mean, you're always wondering, did I miss something? Was there? And I think the reality is for teenagers in this current generation and the world of social media, that, you know, kids, I think, are putting a mask or putting a wall up more consistently and more comfortably than ever before. And you can hide behind a false facade that is potentially a social media presence, and you become very good at doing that. So, you know, how do people, you know, increase that sort of help-seeking behavior? I'm not sure. I think, you know, just people like Amanda out there promoting it and using her own personal pain to shed light on what is a terrible cause it's really incredible thing to do. And if they touch only one young person that doesn't make the same sort of situation that Harrison did, I think they're going to be a very happy family that they could at least provide some positivity.
Yeah, I mean, as a father myself, if my son or daughter did something like that, you'd be forever bashing yourself, saying, what did I miss? Tell me about this Harrison Rydell Foundation app. It's called Your Crew. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I think Amanda and their foundation have developed an app called the Your Crew app, and it's about identifying a select circle of friends that you're closest with and that you're most comfortable with. And I just touched on just previously about that facade that a lot of young people wear when it comes to social media and the image they project out to everyone else. And this is about making sure that you've got a close group of contacts that you can check in with. And if you're not feeling great, you're not telling the world you're not feeling great. You're telling those closest to you that you know are going to support you and genuinely care for you. Hey, I need help. Let's have a conversation. And I think that's the whole point, having a really strong support network of trusted allies or trusted friends, family, whoever it may be, is really important when it comes to, when you are facing, mental health struggles or mental ill health struggles. And, I think the Your Crew app is really fantastic at allowing you to identify your own network, ensuring that they accept you into their network. You probably become a part of their network as well. And from that, you can just check in on each other on a consistent basis and make sure everyone's doing okay. And, it's mates helping mates, and it's a fantastic app, one that I'm actually a part of myself.
What you're doing is fantastic, and can I just say it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning. How do people get the app?
Just jump onto the App Store or any of the the Android phone app stores as well, the Play Stores, I think they're called, or whatever they are, and it's a free
you're
app
like
to download.
Me. You're like me.
Yeah, that's right.
Go to the App Store and look at it. It's called Your Crew.
Yeah, the Your Crew app, and get your friends, get those closest you involved, and it's a really good way to check in on each other and make sure during what's been an incredibly difficult time for everyone, let's check in on your friends, your brothers, your family, and make sure everyone's doing okay, because together we'll get through this.
Great to talk to you, mate. Thank you so much for your time, Dave.
No, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
How are you going to go this weekend?
Tough game. Souths are playing well.
They're playing very, very well.
We're not going too bad ourselves. So.
I know. Hey, listen, I follow Manly, so I've got nothing. I think we're gone.
Oh, no. Yeah, off. Mate, former Manly great myself, 2013. I spent 12 months there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So, no, they're just down on troops.
I know. It's all a wheel. It'll come back. David Gower's been my guest, NRL star with the Parramatta Reels, and we're talking about this very, very worthwhile app that you need to get and talk to your kids about it, the Harrison Rydell Foundation. And David is one of the ambassadors for this very worthwhile cause, and it's been great to talk to you, David. You take care. Good luck.
Thanks for your time. Cheers.
When you're young, little worries can turn into big issues, and you can easily feel overwhelmed. That's why the Harrison Riedel Foundation created the Your Crew app. Your Crew is a place where teens can reach out to friends, aunts, uncles or cousins in a safe and trusted environment. It's someone to talk to when you need, or a place to write your feelings and worries. The free Your Crew app. Every teen should have it. Download via the App Store and Google Play.
Yeah, Your Crew app could save a life. And I've got to give a big rap to my dear friends Craig and Leslie Sweeney from Sweeney Advertising, who have put their advertising and marketing genius and weight behind this very, very worthwhile cause. And I'd like you to get behind it too. That interview will be a separate clip on our podcast today. Have a look at it. The Harrison Rydell Foundation, Riedel. And remember that app if you've got kids that need help. The Your Crew app could save a life. You're listening to The Night Shift, Triple M.